Communities interested in pursuing tiny homes should consider if the effort is worthwhile. Brian Dumas, manager of building services and chief building official for several communities in Almaguin, says. In a report to South River Council, Dumas says he's been getting questions from some municipalities and the general public about the small homes. A tiny home is typically a building that is less than 600 square feet in size. In his report, Dumas says some people are looking into tiny homes as an affordable homeownership option. But Dumas says regardless of their small size, tiny homes have to still comply with the Ontario Building Code, OBC. He says this means things like the plumbing in the home, the HVAC system, foundation, room and window sizes, the ceiling height and framing all have to abide by the OBC. Additionally, if the home sits on a foundation, the potential owner needs the design work carried out by a qualified designer or professional engineer. Dumas says potential lost tax revenue is something Almaguin communities also have to consider. He says a municipality stands to potentially lose tax revenue if large lots are used to build small homes. Dumas also says municipalities need to ask the question if tiny homes would affect the value of neighboring homes. In addition to South River, Dumas is also the chief building official for Berks Falls, Joly, Macher, Strong, Ryerson and Sundridge. For South River Deputy Mayor Doug Sewell, the idea of tiny homes sounds like an expensive way to save money. For one thing, Sewell says the design work needs to be paid for and the water would need to be contained in holding tanks. He says that's not going to be cheap. Sewell believes tiny homes are not a good idea for the community and he doesn't believe they can serve South River well. Sewell doesn't believe tiny homes are a long-term solution to housing availability and adds a better solution is to make more fourplexes available for occupation. He says at about 600 square feet, fourplexes are also small but at least there's more room. I can't imagine living in a 10 by 10 foot home, he said. It's going to be crowded and you need to have a bathroom in there somewhere and a bedroom and a kitchen sink. But Sewell says there is a place for tiny homes. He says they can serve a seasonal purpose, like a summer home in a bush area. South River Clerk Administrator Don MacArthur says he gets regular questions from the public about tiny homes. He told council if it was to allow the small homes in the community in the future, the municipality would have to change its rules because currently the smallest a home can be in the municipality and remain conforming to the bylaw is 80 square meters or about 900 square feet. So people just can't buy a lot in South River and put up a tiny home, he said. They are not permitted under our current zoning. Rocco Frangioni is a local journalism initiative reporter who works out of the North Bay Nugget. The local journalism initiative is funded by the Government of Canada.